Hey, Penny.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how about yourself?
I'm well, thank you.
5:30, perfect time to call into order.
Okay. All right, we'll call the meeting to order at 5:30. This is a meeting of the Personnel Committee of the Hidden Valley Lake CSD Board of Directors. Did I just say Personnel Committee? I did.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Please stand for the pledge to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will the secretary please call the roll?
Director Herndon.
I'm here.
Director Lieberman. Here. And Ms. Penny.
Here.
All right. Roll call is done.
Shall we
adjourn to your
office? Adjourn to the office and approve the agenda.
Since we don't see any public in here, and I have you actually at my desk, I'll probably have to.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'll quit smoking thing. The quit smoking thing.
I'm going to close this up because we'll have them come in, and we won't have to.
I woke up one morning and happened to call them. My family was still in Texas because I had gone back to Texas for 5 years,
uh-huh.
And I was moving back to California, and I was just feeling really bad and coughing. And this people I was staying with, little son came out, and he had candy cigarettes, and he said, "Look, I'm like Uncle Jim," and he was going like that.
Oh man!
And they didn't smoke. I took that pack of cigarettes, stood it on its end, and I'm like, that's it.
Yeah, there's some kind of event.
That triggered it.
Yeah, what pushed me over the edge was I rolled out of bed, and the first thing I did was have a cigarette every morning. And I didn't even notice that I had lit up a cigarette, and I turned on the shower to get in. And I had a burning cigarette in my hand, and I thought, Linda, what is going on with you? Are you crazy? Yeah. And the answer was yes.
Tell me?
Yep.
So
that was. Yeah, I guess it was. We were somewhere the other day, and I saw them. There were three something a pack, or almost four. And I thought, what?
Can you believe people are paying that for?
No, I'm in the Army. I pay 25 cents a pack.
I was gonna say, I used to get cigarettes out of the machine for 25 cents a pack.
Yeah.
And then when my husband was in the Navy, we used to buy cigarettes at the exchange or wait for him to go out to sea on the carrier calls.
Oh, yeah, get them duty free. Yeah.
And then we get them for a buck.
I believe so,
yeah.
And even then it was really cheap.
That's what I got them for, your dollar card.
Okay,
are we ready? Shall we approve the agenda?
I would move to approve the agenda of the Hidden Valley Lake Community Services District Personnel Committee meeting, April 11th, 2019.
I'd second it, and is there, let's vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion. The agenda is approved.
Yeah, absolutely. So, what we've got is the discussion of the employee handbook.
So what we have is Ms. Joan Pugnoman's comments will be on the right-hand side. Mm-hmm. We can go through each one of them, and Penny will actually accept them right then, or if there's something you want different, she can type it up. I looked at it, and I only have a concern. Penny actually found an area that I have concern in, and that is the section that talks about you must be a U.S. citizen. Ms. Pugnuman's notes basically say, well, it's the law.
Huh.
So you don't need to restate that. But I look at that because California is more of a sanctuary state. We may want to take a stand that we actually have somebody that they are U.S. citizens working here. Because if we don't put that in here, then it would default to California law, and that would be one of my concerns. Other than that, I didn't really have a major concern with what she has in here. But do you want to go through each one of these as we go through them and come?
However you like. The first thing I'd like to ask before we get into that is, what was your overall view of the red line work that was done on it? I was a little bit, I mean, I understand where we're coming from, but there are parts of it that I really liked better originally.
Right.
This attorney was more of less is better than more. Like, it's TMI, too much information. And I'm not sure that's always the case. There were many things that said it's a given, or that shouldn't be questioned, or how did she put it?
Yeah, I know what you mean, though.
Yeah. And there were some that said, well, possibly, like on an exiting employee, this should be done to that specific employee at the time they exit. There should be a separate guideline or handbook or something for that. And I think it went on in several other places to go to that. I was really hoping we could get most questions answered right here. I just want to see how everybody felt about it. I just kind of, and I, you know, some of it I understood where she said, well, this is California law, so you can really, you don't have to state it and get into it. You've kind of overstated
it.
Right. I get that. But, I mean, am I wrong about that?
No, I hear exactly what you're saying. I noticed the same thing. But that's kind of been, for me anyway, one of the entanglements of this entire document, which is what is it really trying to accomplish?
Right.
You know, is it an employee handbook that says, gives all the detail and all the background and the step 1, 2, 3, here's how you file a grievance, here's how you file for an insurance claim, or is this more an overview of just the general gist of what it is to be an employee here? And I don't know the answer to that, Jim. I'm not suggesting I do. Actually, I can see two or maybe three handbooks that would come out of this document for just the reasons that you describe. You know, mm-hmm. there's no bad information in it, in my opinion. But there's superfluous information if indeed, you know, this is, depending on how we describe what it's supposed to do for us. I'm not being terribly clear.
No, I understand what you're saying. I get it. I just, and I understand we may have gone overboard in some areas, or, you know, possibly, where you could just say refer to, or
sure.
There'll be an exiting policy, or there'll be a safety policy. Or,
mm-hmm. Unless we want that detail for some reason, and then we need to leave it in. But I think,
well, like the effects of heat. Now, I understand that. That could be a totally separate
exactly
supervisory duty.
So why would we have a separate policy? Why would that not be a procedure? In other words, this would be a policy manual with several different procedures. An exit procedure, different procedures as to how they leave, all under the guides of this policy. And that would really wrap the whole thing up under this umbrella. And what I look at with the attorney is, and my conversation with her kind of afforded me a little bit extra, and that is that if we are very specific in our manual, but and we don't just refer to a certain rule or a certain regulation or to the verbiage of a rule and regulation, then if that rule and regulation changes, will our manual be in conflict with it? So she said in some cases, less is actually more.
Well, she didn't. And she inferred in places, and I understand that too, that if you're going to state this, you better live by it.
Right.
Because otherwise you could get in some trouble down the road. If there's some type of disagreement with an employee, and you have stated, I will do this within so many days, and I will do this in so many days, and then you don't follow your own guideline perfectly,
right,
they can say, well, you you missed a step.
Right.
So I get where that's coming from. I just there was just a couple of spots that.
Jim, how do you look at this thing? Is this a rule book for employees, or is it more of a just an overview?
I think it's a guideline. I don't think
just a general guide.
Because I think a lot of rules can be not hard and fast, and I think they can change. We're in a changing climate where we may have to make adjustments. This is like a living document. I don't think you can say that you're going to put it in cement and it's going to stay there.
Right.
I mean, I could be wrong about it. That's just
no,
my interpretation. No,
I understand what you're saying. And I don't think there's a right or a wrong. It's what do we want it to be. That's kind of the way I'm looking at it. You know, what is the most beneficial for the district? If we are looking at a policy document, for me, that's kind of like a rule book. If we're looking at a just an overview, this is you know the kind of benefits that we offer for our employees, and here's what we expect from you. And maybe, Penny, can you roll up a little bit?
No, I think you're right.
Right.
There was a few spots that I thought we knocked out some verbiage that might have been handy.
I see.
To have in there, and possibly not. The attorney obviously knows a lot more than I do, and it's an HR attorney, so she should know.
Well, she should know, but unless we tell her what we want, you know, what we're after,
mm-hmm.
what we're supposed to accomplish with this document, she's not going to know the answer either. The introduction says, "Welcome. As an employee of the Hidden Valley Lake Community Services District, you are an important member of a team effort." This is kind of this introductory...
tone setting.
Yeah, this is kind of the rah-rah cheerleader welcome to the team, and this is intended to provide you with a summary of information regarding operational policies and procedures. Summary. You can expect.
What you can expect from us and overall expectations related to your job performance.
Your understanding is important. We expect you to read and comply with the handbook. We encourage you to discuss. Okay, what this says to me is we're telling them this is a rule book. And so we'd be likely to say that more, to have more detail than less detail. Does that make sense? Or am I jumping to a conclusion?
Unless the issue is that, that'll do it.
Thank you.
Whoa.
Hello.
Unless the issue is that more information is either confusing or could get changed in the future by California or federal law. I guess that's my only thought that the attorney put in my head.
We expect you to read and comply with this handbook.
Right.
And we encourage you to discuss with your supervisor any changes or questions or whatever. How to improve.
I think that's even okay as an overview.
You know, you're right.
Don't you? I think it could go either way. So if you had it as a hard fest, you still need just an opening or a congratulations for joining us.
Yeah.
So I think you've done that a welcome.
And it even says, you know, if you have any suggestions or questions regarding this information, you know, you need to talk to your supervisor about that.
There you go.
So it gives them the opportunity to make suggestions to change it.
Okay. That makes me more comfortable. We're all kind of on the same page here.
I think so.
Okay. So, shall we just move through?
Sure.
I think so.
And hope we can get a good bite on this.
One thing in the table of contents, as you go down further, there's a yellow section here, a highlighted section. that talks about the paper performance, and that's under review. That's going to come after this.
Are we going to throw that out, or are we?
It's really up to the committee. Originally, what the committee said was to leave it in there.
Yeah.
And that it would be under review and be taken up after this document was completed and approved by the board.
Right. I'm happy with that. If you think we ought to leave it out and then bring it back whenever we...
Leave it out, it's easy to forget. That's my only thought.
What do you think, Jim?
Well, the only thing, and I guess that's being kind of nitpicky, but under review means we've already formulated it and we're looking at it.
Okay.
And we haven't done that. I don't know if there's another word we could use or another terminology that means that it's upcoming or it's something that
can
we're
we
going to look at in the future.
What would you call it? How about pending?
Yeah. Just pending, period, would be, to me, would be better than under review.
Okay.
I mean...
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Okay.
Why is it coming out anymore?
Because it's...
The markup?
Yeah. Which is fine. Just go ahead and delete review, and then we can come back later and approve it. You can click on the one on the right and tell it to accept it. There you go.
All right. That was the only thing in the table of contents, right?
I think so. That's all I saw.
So, yeah, that may be quicker to do it that way you just did. If you click on it and say accept and move to the next, it'll jump right to the next one for you. Maybe make it a little bit smaller. Yeah, there we go. That way we can see her comments and slide off. Yeah, see part of her comments.
Well, one of the other things that she made comments on was the formatting, which, you know, we all kind of knew was screwed up.
Yeah.
Can we just say that staff will take care of the formatting and clean that up?
We can go through the edits and we can address the formatting.
I don't care how it's formatted. I really don't, as long as it's easy to read.
Right. Yeah, on that one, it's just... Just go ahead and accept and move to the next on that one. Okay, so this is her next one here.
Do we want to leave all
yeah,
these notes?
Yeah, she added the notes. Presumably employees with an employment contract are also covered by the policies and required to abide by them. If the only contract employee is a GM, consider removing the language about contract employees.
That would make sense.
I think so, too.
Because we have a contract that describes what we expect of each other. So
exactly.
We don't need...
Yeah, and that contract says... any policy that doesn't bring you up to the level or anything that is at cross purposes within the contract supersedes the policy document.
Yeah.
So we're covered.
So should Penny delete that first note then?
I would say yes.
Okay.
Contract removed or leave it in?
So how would you like to see that? Under specific employment or an employment contract?
Offices, position, employments in the district and those employees under specific. I just possibly from where it says maybe from except on,
right.
Except for those employees under specific employment contract?
Yep.
Is the only sentence you really need to take out, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Don't let me...
No, I'm not laying down and letting you roll over me. If I didn't agree, I would tell you.
So highlight from except
I thought you would.
to the end of the contract and delete that.
Just only to that? This is all regarding contracts as well. The disparity between the policies and contract terms will prevail.
I would say we could. What do you think? I think it would come out because we only have one contracted person. So.
Well, but
and it says in your contract that the contract prevails.
Okay.
Art Winovich. Invent the disparity between the policies and contract terms. Contract will prevail.
That goes with every contract that we've ever done.
Right. Let's see. First of all, we were going to take out except for those employees under specific employment.
Right up to there. Yeah. So definitely take that out.
We're going to definitely take that out.
So do you want to leave this next sentence in, or does that come out?
Oh, I think it's good. Mine should stay. Between these policies and contract terms will prevail.
I think
we don't have the general populace of employees. We don't have a contract.
No, we don't. This is all your staff, Kirk.
Right.
And I don't think we need that sentence.
Okay. So go ahead and strike that one too. In line with all district policies and procedures, failure to do so will subject the employee to discipline up to including termination. By including the statement here, we avoid the need to repeat the individual policy, with the exception of the policy prohibiting harassment, which is required by law to include in the statement. So you can basically take the whole note section out and leave the other section.
That's right.
That's right.
That's exactly what I expect her to tell us, too, as the attorney.
Yep.
Yeah, say it once and that covers it pretty much for the whole book.
So go ahead and accept these?
Because I think I deleted except for those,
Note section.
I agree with her statement there. Without regard to any legal protection character, such as, and then it gives all of the 12 different
protected
classes.
Yeah.
Accept and move on?
Yeah, accept and move to the next. Wow, I did not catch that. Genetic information.
Oh, yeah. That's big.
Wow.
Sorry, guys. I'm going to make it a little bit smaller.
Go for it.
So, she took all that out, right?
And says that the above belongs in the harassment.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would.
Which, that way we're not stating it twice. It makes the document a little bit thinner by not stating it in two places.
And we don't really need to.
Right. So if you're okay with that, then we would just let Penny know to go ahead and accept it and move to the next.
What are we accepting? Just getting rid of the whole EEOC statement?
That and replacing, also adding in the, I think it's the genetic information.
Accepting everything that she deleted over here, which is...
So we don't really need to take the notes section out, don't we?
Yeah, but what we do is first, are you okay with, on the right-hand side, it says Joanne and then deleted. That's all the stuff she deleted, so we have to make sure we're okay with removing all that.
Yeah, it's just taking the detailed explanation to the level of detail is way, way too much.
Yeah.
For this document, she's saying we should have a non-harassment discrimination policy.
Well, we do.
Right.
We do.
And that's where that belongs. And she said it doesn't basically need to be in the employee handbook.
So we need to get rid of that altogether?
And that's what she's saying, correct?
I would agree with that.
So hit accept on that one.
Yeah. And I think we take the notes section out and leave the rest of it, don't we?
Okay.
And then No, they both belong in policy program.
Belongs in the harassment.
There's a policy prohibiting harassment discrimination, and not in the EEOC.
She's just saying that it belongs in the, that's what we were just talking about?
Yeah.
That it belongs in the separate harassment policy.
So just get rid of it all.
So yeah.
Delete.
So you can go in and hit accept her changes on the, and then yes, now you can delete the notes section. There you go. The district extends equal employment opportunities to all persons in all aspects of the employment relationship, including but not limited to recruitment, hiring, evaluations, training, promotions, transfer, discipline, layoff, recall, and termination. So that's an addition that...
Okay, so she's taken out the bulk of the that detail and replaced it with this kind of a...
overview.
Blanket statement.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that. What about you, Jimmy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the severability part. I'm happy with getting rid of that, too.
No, the severability clause is not really appropriate in the employee handbook, okay?
Right.
Why is it not?
Severability.